Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Today's passage is from Exodus chapter 14. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is it not what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten over glory over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of God, who was going before the host of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. And there was cloud and the darkness, and it lit up the night, without one coming near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them and went in after them in the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire of cloud looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into a panic, clogging their chariot wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them and against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled into it, and the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained, but the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. This is a remarkable story on so many accounts, and our focus today is on how we see the salvation of the Israelites through the action of God. The Israelites are hours away from complete destruction. In their own words, they say, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness?" They see the oncoming Egyptians marching towards them. and they know they are hemmed in by these oncoming armies and the sea before them. They are a people in need. And it is the Lord who meets their need. Again, we see God's presence with them. In verse 19, it says, "And the pillar of cloud moved before them and stood behind them." That we see that as they then pass through the sea, by passing through the sea, the children of Israel saw the power of Pharaoh destroyed. As they looked behind them, they saw the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. They saw the waters return and cover chariots and horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that followed them into the sea, that not one of them remained. And the people of Israel came up through the water. And they saw the power of Pharaoh destroyed. They saw the enslavement that he had put them under destroyed. The bonds of slavery. And we as Christians, we read in Romans chapter 6, "We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." And we as Christians, through our baptism, have been raised to life in Christ. That we have, our old self has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Moses' response to the Israelites was, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today." So as we know that our old self was crucified, that we no longer need to be enslaved to sin, may we hear these words, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today."
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.